96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As the National Association of Black Journalists meets this week in New Orleans for its national convention, we sit down to discuss the impact of those journalists on the broader media landscape. Do we have a seat at the table? Well, tonight we're talking to Kevin McNair. He's editor with the Washington Informer newspaper, Deborah Simmons, Washington Times columnist, and Sam Ford, co-founder of the National Association of Black Journalists and news reporter with WJLA-TV, News Channel 7, right here in Washington. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment, if you want to talk about this issue, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Thank you all for sitting down and talking to me. I appreciate you coming in. And of course, Sam, good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to be on your show.
Okay. Sam, let me ask you first about some news of the day. What's going on in New Orleans? I know that they had that a lot of flooding over the weekend. The mayor of New Orleans fired four city managers in relation to some pumps down there that they lied about not working. Now they're bracing for more water. Are they really concerned about that water coming in this week or maybe even today?
I have to tell you, I'm at the convention, and this is all news to me.
So, in other words, Sam, I asked you for a live shot, and you let me down. That's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm not following the progress of New Orleans. The mayor was here, was it this morning? Last night, I guess the mayor was here and very happy. And, you know, the funny thing is we're right down here in kind of the Hilton, which is kind of Poitras Street, the main part of the city. And there's no problem here. And so I did see, you know, images of floods, but it's not here. And it's not at Dookie Chase. We went to lunch there today. So, honestly, my focus has been totally within this convention, and I barely know what's going on outside of it.
There's a little inside baseball about what happens for broadcasters, TV or radio. Your anchor always throws you a curveball and expects you to knock it out of the park a lot of times.
Well, sometimes, but I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Hey, no problem with that. Let me ask you this, because this I know. When it comes to African Americans and news and media and information, are we still sitting at the table prominently when it comes to giving the world the news?
Well, let me say it this way. We are there sometimes in the room. And I'll tell you, you know, when this is the 41st convention of the NABJ, and there were 44 of us who started out. And we were, let's say, much less numerous than we are today. There are over 3,000 journalists here. I think they're expecting maybe four by the time it's over. So they're here in a lot of places. They're in a lot of newspapers, television stations. And to me, I hate to say it like this, but they're getting younger and younger. I think maybe I'm getting older and older, but nevertheless, you do see a lot of people here. They're talking about the work that they do in a number of situations. And I'm impressed just by the numbers. But, of course, we hear and to some degree we see that the numbers are still not numbers enough. I mean, there are young people, big companies here that are hiring, a number of young people here looking for jobs. But the question is, what happens, after they get those jobs? How long do they last? And do the young people have any, let's say, influence in deciding what is covered by these television and radio stations and newspapers? And mm-hmm. those are questions that you can't really necessarily answer at just by looking at the numbers. But I would say, just in terms of the past, the numbers seem to be better, mm-hmm. Certainly way better than they were 40-some years ago when we founded this organization.
Kevin, you were shaking your head. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to agree with you, Sam. First of all, I'm going to say Carter G. Woodson asked in Miseducation of the Negro. He talked about educated to do what? And educated to work for whom? And I think that's the kind of questioning that young people and middle-aged and old alike have to determine within themselves. I determined a long time ago that I knew who I wanted to work for. Mm-hmm. I knew who I'd been educated by. Emory, Princeton, and University of Michigan. I was one of the blessed few. But that armed me to go back to my own community. That was my choice. And because I had those abilities, now I can decide what's being covered. So we're not going to put criminals on the front page of the Washington Informer because we know we are more than criminals. We may speak on those issues. But behind any criminal story, there are other elements. And those are the kinds of things that I think as black reporters, when you are in an environment where you have control over the coverage, the content, and the scope and perspective, you tell a different story.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about African Americans, the media, and how information is disseminated. Do we have a seat at the table? Deborah, as a seasoned journalist, how are black journalists today different from perhaps 30 or 40 years ago?
I'll tell you how they're different, and particularly at this time when the NABJ is holding its annual convention. Here's the deal. I helped start NABJ, and I helped do that by helping do the grunt work for WABJ before it became NABJ.
The Washington Association.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And my dad created, as a matter of fact, you'll see it today on practically everything the NABJ does, the logo for, because I came home that night and I said, me, Sam Ford, Maureen Bunyan, Adrian Washington, Isaiah Poole, we were all meeting sometimes at a church, sometimes we shuffle around, Kenny Walker at different homes. We want to do this. We need to do that. We need to do this. Pluria said, well, we're going to need to
Pluria have Marshall.
Pluria Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
We're going. And Ibaba, I can't think of his name right now. Excuse me. We need to have a logo, something that says this is who we are. So my dad made sure he put a microphone there for broadcasting and at the point of an ink pen for newspapers and magazines. That's where we were then. This is where we are now. And I get no recognition by NABJ or WABJ for being one of those, quote unquote, unchartered founded members. And I don't care. Because where we are now is just before I came here, I read online where somebody was trashing Ebony, trashing the Johnson family, saying they must be turning over in their grave because some people that were laid off and hadn't gotten the money they were due. I was like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
We can't go there, because if we go there, if Bloomberg News does something, if APA picks it up, if Howie Kurtz decides that he wants to do a media piece on CNN or wherever he is right now, and we're the genesis of the news on that issue and the immediate aftermath and opinion, that's get covered. Diversity, we must remember, and I think we leave this up, we get forget about this sometimes. Diversity doesn't just mean you have black people at your paper with bylines, black producers, and that sort of thing, and directors with their own shows and the Roland Martins of the world. Mm-hmm. We have to pay homage and pay attention to people like Kathy Hughes
mm-hmm.
and what she did at Howard University. And we have to pay attention to other voices other than our own. I think we've also gotten into a rut where every voice that we hear, every position we take, is that of a progressive or a liberal, which leaves a lot of people like me, a conservative, out. But it's also why I know Calvin Rolark, who started that publication where you worked, was one of my mentors.
Well, and I was going
to
say that.
Hold on, because I'm getting close to a time and I need to take a break. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about African Americans in the media. Are they still having a prominent seat at the table?
And what does that mean? If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call, 202-319-7810. Tracy, quickly, calling from D.C., what's on your mind? Tracy, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. Enjoying the conversation. I just want to ask a question. I think these organizations are great, and I think publications that are geared toward African Americans to tell alternative stories are outstanding. I'm concerned about the messaging to the broader community and how the news, the evening news, is really, it seems, nothing more than an urban police blotter report. And so very often, all the images that others see about African American day-to-day activity comes from street crime and community crime and drug crime, when there are so many other stories going on every day.
Well, Tracy,
entrepreneurship, education.
Tracy, hold your point. Do not hang up, because I want my panel to address that. Mm-hmm. So stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're taking calls even after 7:30. If you're on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will be taking your phone calls after 7:30. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. As a matter of fact, Jeff is off this week. Angela is in. Angela Stribling in for Jeff Brown. Both of them good people. Love them to death. You'll hear Angela next. Stay with us. We'll be back with this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.